Somebody made a good comment, so I want to record this. They said, you know, it's amazing how atonement is at one. And that's exactly right. Atonement. A-T, one, ment. One mind. A is the blood, T is the cross, the blood of his cross. One ment, mental mind. Atonement. One mind. At one-ment, one with Christ, one with Jesus, one with God, one with the mind of Christ. That's how you can know all things in Jesus. At one-ment, atonement. You're at that one moment. You're at the cross. You're one with Jesus. You take up your cross. You die daily. You renew your mind. You get the mind of Christ. You die to the flesh mind. You crucify the flesh mind. You walk in the spirit mind. The natural mind is an enemy to the spirit mind. The spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. The natural mind cannot hear the spirit mind. That which is spiritual is spiritual. That which is natural is natural. The two shall never meet. So how do you get the spirit mind? The only way you're going to get the spirit mind is receive Jesus into your heart by faith. The seed of the word of God into the womb of your heart by faith. You must be born again. Nicodemus, you're such a great teacher, but you can't hear these simple truths? What's wrong, Nicodemus? You have all this education. You have all this stuff. You have it all going on for you. You look good. You're outstanding in the community, but you can't hear these simple spiritual truths. Maybe the whole system's upside down, Nicodemus. Maybe you've been believing a lie your whole life. Maybe you're deceived. Maybe your denomination has lied to you. Maybe your cult has lied to you. Maybe you believe lies. Maybe you don't want to face your lies. Maybe you don't want to face the truth. Maybe you don't want to admit there's a hell for the devil and his angels. Maybe you don't want to admit this place is befallen. Maybe you don't want to see that time means to befall. Maybe you're not ready to face the truth. Maybe the reason you accept gaslighting is because you want to believe the lie. Maybe you believe the gaslighting of the narcissist, of the system, of the news, of the media, of the Dr. Fauci's. Maybe you want to believe their lies because maybe you're lying to yourself in the flesh mind. And maybe the only way you're going to escape the flesh mind is go to God and say, Lord, what is he talking about? What is this about? What's going on here? How come this makes sense, but I can't understand it completely? How come everything that's being said goes straight to my heart and pierces my heart? How can he read my mind? How can he read my mind? How can he know about my guilt, shame, condemnation, trying to be good, trying to be a legalist, trying to be a perfectionist, which you can never, trying to have perfection down here and never finding it? Because perfection is above. Why are you trying to make heaven on earth? You can't do it. God, in the beginning, God created the heavens, created heaven and earth. Why are you trying to make heaven on earth? This place is going to be renovated. This earth plate is going to be renovated. There's going to be a new heaven, a new earth. Jesus has to rule and reign for 1,000 years to deliver this earth up to God. He's the prophet, priest, and king that will birth in the new earth. Just like a woman She has to go to the doctor. Or just like somebody who's in sin, they have to go to the priest of the Old Testament. I'm not talking about the Catholic priest. I'm not talking about that. There has to be atonement for sin. And the only way you're going to atone for your sin is run to Jesus by faith. Because you can't do it by your own works. You can't do it by your own effort. It has to be appropriated by faith. Period. If the Bible says rightly divide the word of truth, and somebody comes on the scene down here in the earth plane, somebody just shows up, like Elijah showed up, like Jonah showed up, like the prophets of old showed up, like these people in the Old Testament showed up. If somebody comes on the scene in 2012 and says, hey, just like you can rightly divide the word of truth, you can rightly divide this reality. Because just like when you read a 2D book, you're actually a character in a 3D book. When you look at a 2D book and you read those letters, W-O-R-D, W is a character, O is a character, R is a character, D is a character. And if you read a 2D book with characters and words, then you must be in a 3D book with characters and words, because you couldn't understand a 2D book if you weren't already a character in a book. The only reason you can understand that a book exists or that you can write a book is because you're in a book. You can't do anything but what you already are. And if you're only the natural mind, you can't do the spiritual mind. If you are the spiritual mind, the natural mind will never understand you. They can be married to you. They can be in the same house. They can be in the same church. But if you're in the spirit mind and they're in the natural mind, they'll never hear you. They'll get glimpses, hear a little, there a little, but they won't hear you. Why can't they hear you? It's so simple, a child could get it. The reason is it's extraterrestrial knowledge, because the spirit mind is outside the terrestrial. But the base nature creatures, the flesh creatures, cannot hear the spiritual truth. They might understand from like a parrot perspective. They might be able to repeat it like a parrot. But as you're downloading truth from the Holy Spirit, and you're rightly dividing this place, and you see us a death cult, you see us nothing but sin, man born of woman, is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. In sin did my mother conceive me. In sin did your mother conceive you. This is a sinful place. The natural body is going back to the grave, because the grave is the gravity of this matter, that it's best to run to Jesus so you can rise up. And then when you take it a little bit deeper and you say, hey, how come all the movies with the blimps, like the Fringe, Doctor Who, and all these movies, they have this blimp or this Zeppelin, and that represents the other side, the parallel universe. And you say, hey, that's a type and shadow of the spirit mind. The Zeppelin or the blimp is a type and shadow of you changing directories to the new universe. And you tell people that, and they don't even know what you're talking about. When you watch the Superman series and the cult leaders talk about merging with their bizarro self, the cult leaders talk about, okay, so there's a mirror world. There's this world and there's a mirror world, and we want to merge with our other self so that we can be gods. This is in the Superman series. So they want to merge with their alternate universe so they can be gods. Now, what does that tell you? It goes back to Genesis 3. I'm serious now. Just type in Superman series on CW. Watch it. Superman is fighting a battle with this lady cult, this new age cult lady who wants to merge with her other self so that she can be a god. What is that based on? It's based on Genesis 3. Hath God says, you can be your own god. you'll know good and evil. You can know good and evil and be your own God. You can merge with your bizarro self and you'll have good and evil and you can be your own God. It goes back to Hebrews 6. They tasted of the good word. They had the chance to be saved, but they rejected it. They saw the truth. They know it's there, but they rejected it because they wanted the bizarro world. They wanted to be their own God. They want to be their own master. They don't want to submit to God. So when you watch CW series, Superman and Lois Lane, there's these cult leaders that say the same thing that the devil said in Genesis 3, which is being said today through all the gurus and all the New Age teachers. They're saying, be your own God. Merge with your other self. You have good and bad. Bring them together, the good and evil. Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or you die. Why did God say that? Because you don't want to live in the flesh forever. This is what the machine man's about. They want you to be able to live as a machine man forever in the flesh mind. And the Doctor Who series tells you that the master, the Freemasons, are trying to upload your consciousness to a computer that you become a machine man, but you're going to still have sin, even if they could do it, which they can't. But even if they could do it, you still have the sin nature as a machine man. And you're going to be miserable. You're going to live forever as a machine man. And that's what hell is about. You're going to burn forever in fear, doubt, worry, the flesh, bitterness, wrath, anger, murder. All that guilt, shame, condemnation. You're going to be burning forever in hell, in the flesh mind. The AI machine man, 666Q flesh mind. You're going to be burning forever in hell. Because you wanted to merge the two realities, the good and the evil, without going through Jesus. That's what Genesis 3 is about. God had to put a flame and sword. God is not going to let you live forever in the flesh mind unless you choose to go to hell. But he's not going to let that happen on earth. This earth's going to be renovated. Because how could you live forever in sin? He would be an evil God if he let you live forever in sin. But those who choose to go the devil's path, who choose to be their own savior, who choose to be their own sacrifice, they got to burn forever as a sweet-smelling offering because that's the only way. Do you hear what I'm saying? God is long-suffering. God is patient because he doesn't want you to be a machine, an AI machine, like the devil. Why do you think man is making machines? Computers. He's making a copy of himself. The computer's not alive. It's not. It doesn't have a spirit. Everything that man makes is dead. Everything that God makes is alive. And I know what I just said, it's hard to understand. I'm trying to think of a way to bring it to a really simple conclusion for you. The iron and the clay will not mix. God breathed into the clay vessel life. Man is making an iron computer, machine man. The two shall never mix. Man's creation versus God's creation cannot mix. But man is trying to fight against God, but God laughs at this vain attempt. It's all vanity. And so when Wile E. Coyote chases the Roadrunner, he always fails. He never wins. Because you can't merge those two realities. Period. You can't merge the good and evil. Superman is above the good and evil. So in this, there's different Superman series. But then one series I watched, the guy who's head of the USA Department of Defense wants Superman to have all his loyalties to America. But Superman says, I can't. I'm not from here. My loyalty is not to a single country. My loyalty is to the whole earth. Don't you understand the reason they had to crucify Jesus? Because his loyalty is not to one division. See, everything down here is a piece of the pie. Everybody creates their own little piece and their own little piece of the pie and their own little cube and their own little legalistic church or their own little box or their own little system. Anytime you tie to something down here, you create your own little box, your own little reality. And you fight to the death to keep that little box in place because that's your security blanket. I don't care if it's Amazon, I don't care if it's Google, I don't care if it's Tesla. They're fighting to keep their business running and keep their product, keep their inventions. They're fighting tooth and nails to keep their system running, their box. The USA is fighting against Russia and Russia's fighting against China. They're fighting tooth and nails to keep their little box because my box is the best. From whence comes wars and fightings? The book of James tells you. So when you step out of the system and you look at the system from the outside in, even though you're walking in it, it's a book, it's a script, it's just a repeat. It's just a simulation. So when you step out of the simulation and you look in and you see all these little characters fighting each other inside the simulation, and you're like, didn't you watch the movie, The Blue Shirt Guy? He's telling you right there what's going on. Didn't you watch the movie, The Matrix? They're telling you what's going on. Didn't you watch The Truman Show? They're telling you what's going on. Didn't you watch Live, Die, Repeat? They're telling you what's going on. They're telling you there's a simulation. Didn't you watch the movie Tron? Tron 1 and Tron 2? They're telling you what's going on. Yeah, but they don't even know exactly. They don't know what's going on. They wrote these scripts out of their imagination. But imagination comes from where? Source. They can write a script and it lines up with scripture perfectly, even though they're not saved. Because God is revealing his son, Jesus, through everything. Through inventions, through physics, through math, through everything. Jesus is being revealed to the whole world. The whole earth will be filled with the glory of God. And so when somebody shows up on the scene in 2012, 2022, whatever date you want to say, and speaks the code that's hidden in plain view, you're like, what is he talking about? He's crazy. He's insane. Where did he come from? It's a revealing. It's an unfolding. It's an unfurling. It's a revelation. The spirit mind is right there. All you have to do is just reach out and grab it. But you're trying to figure things out in the energy of the flesh mind. But all you have to do is say, Lord, give me the mind of Christ. Lord, reveal it to me. And he will do it. If he gave you his son, will he not freely give you all things? But see, you don't want to cut off the music. You don't want to cut off the media. You don't want to cut off the noise. And so you're blind to it. As long as you got the noise, the media, the Gentile system, the holidays are a mockery of the holy days. As long as you got the noise, as long as you're in the traditions of man, instead of dying to your own understanding and getting the mind of Christ, you'll never see it. As long as you say, well, I'm I'm Baptist or I'm Methodist or I'm Pentecostal, and that's what I believe. I'm not going to change. Yeah, they have some good stuff. All of them have some good stuff. But don't you want the whole truth instead of partial truth? Don't you want the whole pie instead of a piece of the pie? Even though the whole is in the piece and the piece is in the whole, but you only see piecemeal truth, don't you want the whole truth? Don't you want the whole pie instead of partiality? Don't you want a panoramic view of the whole instead of just one little slice? Why would you want one little slice when you can have the whole panoramic view? It just doesn't add up. That's the mindset of a cult. They worship their slice. They think their little piece of the pie is the whole truth. If they open their mind, they can see the whole truth in the pie, in the piece of the pie. Why do you talk about etymology? Why do you talk about the code? Why do you talk about creation code? Why do you talk about the phonics? Why do you talk about the shapes, symbols, and everything's a word? Because it is. If Jesus spoke it all into existence and he is the Logos word, then everything in front of you is a word. And that's why you're a character. You look across the street and you see somebody acting strange and you say, that's a strange character. You look across the street and you see another person who is a person, per the sun, and that's so obvious. It's like, when I say that and people don't wake up after that, I just don't know what to say. When you say, are you a person? Yeah. Am I a person? Yeah. We're both per the sun then, right? They should say, yeah, but they don't. Because they're coming face to face with something that's so obvious and so right in their face that they don't want to admit it. Because if they have to admit it, they got to fall down on their face and worship God. Because they are a person, per the Son. But they don't want to fall down on their face and admit that they are a derivative of the Son. Jesus, S-O-N, not S-U-N. The S-U-N points to S-O-N. It's just a type and shadow. The Son is just... The sun is not even, it's just fake. If you can find the etymology of the word S-U-N, it means artificial sun. It's artificial. The whole thing's simulation. They removed it. They removed the artificial sun etymology, but maybe you can find it somewhere. But it used to be there. It was like 5 years ago it was there and they removed it. S-U-N means artificial sun. That was the original meaning. I don't know why they removed it, but they removed it. Maybe somebody can find it. But I can tell you one thing. That this Klaito experience is just Klaito land. It's like a cartoon. Klaito is a cartoon, but it's a turning machine cartoon to birth you from the natural mind to the spirit mind. And it's not a game. It's a simulation. And it is a game from the 3D perspective. From the 5D perspective, God is turning you. God is cutting you. God is putting you through the ringer. God is washing you. God is giving you shock treatment. ECT, electroconvulsive treatment. The elect. The elect have to be shocked out of Babylon. The elect have to be pulled out of Babylon as backslidden heifers. The elect have to be yanked out of Babylon because the system is so mesmerizing. It's so deep that the devil's deceived the whole world. And when he's bound for 1,000 years, he's going to come up with a plan to deceive the whole world again. Because he's a spiritual creature, and the natural creatures can't see the spiritual unless they get born again. And that's why the whole world hates the believers. The whole world wants to destroy the believers. And in the tribulation, they want to kill the two witnesses, and they want to kill the 144,000 because they are tired of being under the conviction of sin. But the conviction of sin is a blessing from God because he's trying to get you saved. If you get rid of any conviction of sin, then you're under the judgment of God. The conviction of sin is a good thing. But the whole world, they don't want you to speak the truth. They don't want to hear it. They want their delusion. They want their fake reality. They want to merge their good and bad side so they can be their own God. That's what's happening. I just gave you some deep stuff. If you can hear me, praise God. But 99% of the people cannot hear what I just said. And that tells you that the 1% who can hear me, they're the born again, elect saints from eternity past to eternity future, because God knew you in the womb. He knew you before you were conceived. He knew, because this thing was already written. And you know it was written because when Jesus came and split space-time, he followed his script to the T. And you have a script to follow. If the prophets had a script, Moses had a script, the saints of old had a script, don't you think you have a script? Are you any different than them? You're a human. You're a person. It's the same earth. It's the same clay. It's the same rain. It's the same sky. It's the same stars. The stars keep going around and around and around and around. If you believe all the lies of Joe Rogan and all these people, that the earth's been here millions and millions, just follow it back. Follow the lineage back to Adam. It's 7,000 years, people. God is going to do a short work on the earth. The Bible is very clear. And compared to eternity, 7,000 years is very short. But it takes 7,000 years for man to really comprehend what Jesus really did. Man has to go through a transformation process. Because it's so deep that it's not just going to happen instantly. You've got to go through the birthing process to understand the significance of what Jesus did. The lamb slain before the foundation world. Some serious stuff. It's real. The spirit mind is real. The flesh mind is not real. It's a fake reality.